Yes, we had that. I forgot. My mother had that in her room. I forgot. On that side over there was behind, side of the couch was she had what we call a wardrobe.
You mentioned dresser.
A bureau too. There were such things called bureaus. What were those things? My grandmother said that. I don't know what those were.
How would you distinguish a bureau from a chaperone or a dresser? Or is it simply?
What's the difference between the two? I'm trying to think, really. He used to say this, my bureau. Look at my bureau getting stitched again. He just told me to that. I'm trying to think what he was talking about. It was like the dresser, yes. It was. It was an old bureau, I think you call it. But it had drawer space in it.
Yeah.
Right, it did. But it had no mirror. That's the difference, I think, yes.
So to you, a dresser would have a mirror?
Yes, it had the mirror in it.
Would you have a bank or something that was just drawers, no mirror?
Well, I guess we would call that today chest of drawer, we say. That was a chest of drawer, yes.
What about things that you would put over the windows to keep the light out? What would you call those?
Okay, with sheets.
So made out of cloth, you would call
them? Called drapes. Drapers.
Were the shades the sort of thing that would roll down?
Yes, they were like those. Yes, those were shades.
What about these slatted things, you know?
Blinds. Venetian blinds, yes.
Okay. And the general term for things that we've been talking about, chairs and couches.
Furniture.
Have you heard any old-fashioned name for furniture?
Old-fashioned name?
Maybe like plunder, have you ever heard of that?
No. See, we were North Alabama, we didn't use these kinds of terms.
Okay.
You Southerners use that.
Sure. Did you have a space right at the top of the house underneath the roof that might have been used for a storage area?
Just beneath the roof?
The
loft, as we would say, yes. We never used it for storage, of course, because we used to go up there and play up there, but we didn't use it. Well, some things we might put up there, some things we never used, we just threw a lot of junk up there, yes.
Yeah. Any other word besides loft people would use for that area?
Loft is the only thing that I can recall.
What about attic?
Well, attic, we call it attic today, yes, but at that time we call it loft, yes. I hadn't thought of that, so I was thinking, my mind was going back to that particular time. Now, yes, naturally we said now the attic, in the attic, but then we call it the loft. In the country, we had certain slangs, you know, we used.
Talking about the kitchen, in this part of the country, have you ever seen houses or heard of houses where the kitchen was built away from the house? It was a separate part. You had to walk outside the house to get to the kitchen.
I have seen them. Where did we stop?
I was asking you about the outdoor kitchen.
Yes, and I said that is the pantry.
Oh, no.
The outside kitchen, no. Yes, we said the kitchen. I was not familiar. I said I had an uncle once that had a house that it was a hall separate the other part of the house and the kitchen, but I've never seen that particular kind of thing in my neighborhood when I was growing up, or even today.
Gotcha. And the room that's right off the kitchen?
It's called the pantry.
Okay. And we were talking about junk, a place to store your junk.
It's a junk room.
Okay. The expression when the woman gets up and straightens things.
Straightening up, cleaning up, this kind of thing.
Okay. And the thing that she would use to sweep with, that would be?
The broom, or the straw broom. We have straw brooms, we point out. Yes.
And the thing that you said that you did on the yard?
It's called brush broom. Brush broom. Yes,
what's that
made out of dogwood.